Happy Mother's Day to you. We're glad to have you here today. One of the things that we do on every Mother's Day is have a service of a baby dedication. And so today I'm going to invite Josiah Landell Rice to come on down with Mom and Dad and big brother Gavin. Gavin's a little bigger than the last time we had him up here, didn't he? We want to enjoy family, first of all. Here's Josiah right here. Family of Josiah. And you're excited. You're proud to be known as family of Josiah this morning. There we go. We got some grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins over there. So, and you're awake for this and not crying, which is fantastic. We do a service of baby dedication basically along the lines of Hannah in the Old Testament. You remember Hannah wanted to have a baby boy really badly and never had a baby. And finally the Lord gave her a child. And she says, I prayed for this child. God gave me this child, so now I give the child back to God. And that's the idea here. You're not going to give him for a 24 hours a day service in the tabernacle because we're not set up for that here. But, the scripture says that whatever we do it in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. And so we're going to have a baby. We're going to give him to the Lord. In fact, what you're doing this morning is saying he's already in the Lord's hands. He automatically belongs to God more so than he does to us. So we're going to name that today and trust him into God's hands. A challenge to the parents today is to give thanks. Give thanks always, as the Bible says. There are times when we have children, there are days where it's harder to give thanks than others. And you guys have two, so I'm sure you get some more of those days maybe thrown in. But we give thanks all the time. A gift he is from the Lord. And the other challenge is to live your faith in Jesus before him. He's going to learn the love of God mostly through what happens in your house. We're glad you're bringing him to church. He's going to go to Sunday school, Bible school, all that. He's going to learn about God there. But most of what he learns is how you live. So that's your challenge, is to live love of God, love of neighbor. He'll see mommy and daddy reading the Bible, praying, acting like Jesus is the most important thing. And he's going to want that too. And then the other thing I want to encourage you to do is to rely on the Holy Spirit, because you don't have the strength for that. But God is for you in this. He is for you in raising your sons to know him. And so he's going to give you all the grace that you need for that. That's your word of challenge as we dedicate him today. And the word to the congregation is similar to that. We get to live in such a way where either we reinforce what mom and dad are trying to do at home with these boys, we reinforce love of God, love of neighbor, what it looks like to follow Jesus, or we contradict that in some way that confuses the kids and makes them think, well, maybe this Jesus isn't so worth following. So we want to take seriously our responsibility to live faithfully, and then also to pray for Annette and for Casey, and for that matter, any other parents of kids that we have in the church. We'd pray for them as often as the Lord brings us to mind, that we would pray for these who are trying to do a difficult thing. We're going to anoint him in a little bit. Anointing is a sign of setting someone apart in the Bible, also a sign of blessing and a sign of healing, and we're going to pray for all those things. If I could have just a few deacons come up to lay hands on Casey and Annette while I pray, that would be wonderful. I don't need all nine of you, but a few of you would be good. And I had to choose which oil to use, and I pulled out Lily of the Valley, but that smelled really girly. So you'll be happy to know, Josiah, I picked myrrh, and the kings gave myrrh to Jesus. So myrrh is a very boy oil here. So I'm going to anoint you, and then we're going to pray for you together here. I anoint you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for Josiah Landell Rice. We thank you for his mommy and daddy, Casey and Annette, and for his big brother, Gavin. We pray your blessing on their household. We thank you for Casey and Annette and their desire to give him into your hands, to name that he already belongs to you and to trust you fully for him. We pray that you would give them great grace as they seek to show him your love, to live in such a way that that he would want to follow you too, Lord. And we pray your blessing on them and on big brother Gavin. We pray your blessing on us as a church as we seek to live in a way that's faithful to you, that he would learn about your love through us, that you would use us in that way. Help us to be faithful in prayer for this family, that they would feel lifted up and supported by us. And Lord, we pray for Josiah, that he would come to know you as Lord and Savior. We pray your physical protection over his body and strength. We pray you forgive all his sins and heal all the diseases. We pray that he'd be a part of your kingdom both now and forever, that he'd overcome because of you, and he'd be firm to the end. We pray that you get great glory through him, that he'd bear great fruit for your kingdom. We commit him to you. We join with Casey and I and give him to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's have a round of applause for this family. You're very welcome. And we are going to sing a chorus. So, oh, wait, hold on. You've got gifts. I forgot. Paperwork. So this is a certificate. to confirm that you did what you just did. And here are some goodies for Josiah in the bag there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.